up too. I'm sick of the whole thing too.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you're tuning in. This is episode 32 of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast, and I am your host, Lewis Talby Jr. Did you know that the loudest sound is silence? When we get into complete silence, we hear from the inside out. Our thoughts rage, our mind races, our soul stir. Because external noises are just noises. What we internalize is really what matters to our well-being. In this world seemingly gone crazy, we're all looking for that mute button. And I can tell you exactly where to find it. Let's go. First thing I do when I get home at night is put on some sweatpants, a t-shirt, and a comfortable pair of shoes. So why do we put on a scratchy shirt, tie a tie around our neck, wear leather-sole shoes, or for women high heels that kill our feet when we're going out to impress someone or to do business? Wouldn't we be more productive if we just stayed in our comfort zone? Well, the fact is, if you read any book on success, they always encourage us to get outside of our comfort zone. And that is important. I've talked about it many times in many episodes. But just as important, and maybe even more important, is finding time to slip into those comfortable sweats, t-shirt, and slippers. We all need to slip into our comfort zone sometimes. Lately, I've been seeing all the Christmas lights going up. Heck, the stores had them going up before Halloween this year. I believe this is because for many people, like myself, we find an inner peace at Christmas time. There's just something about a decorated tree, stockings hanging above a fireplace, the warmth of the fire on a cold December evening. And I love to step outside on Christmas Eve and feel that crisp air and look up at the stars in the sky. And if there's a snow on, even better. The entire world seems to be at peace in that moment. I think about what that angel said to the shepherd when he was standing in the field with his flock. He said, "Hey man, don't be afraid." Now remember, during those times, there was a lot of chaos and uncertainty in the world. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but politics were even crazier back then. With the assassination of Caesar and the poisoning of his royal father, killing many a people, Herod was just downright mean. So to put it mildly, they were a mess. So this fella's just standing out in the field minding his own business, or his own flock, probably thinking about what a crazy world he was living in, and this angel says to him, "Don't be afraid. I bring you tidings of joy, and on earth, peace." Now, I paraphrased a little bit, but I wanted to just make a point. A point that comfort is part of the meaning of Christmas, and perhaps the reason we feel a little warmth in our hearts during this season. Or maybe we have warm memories of sharing this time with family and friends. Okay, before you start sending me emails complaining that it's not even Thanksgiving and I'm talking about Christmas, let me clarify. I'm just using it to demonstrate comfort. This is why many people are already decorating. It's been a tough year, and everyone's seeking comfort from anywhere we can find it. Growing up, I was always blessed to find comfort with my parents and grandparents. No matter what was going on in the world outside, as long as I was in my home with my parents and grandparents, I was at peace. I had no fear, no anxiety. Even as a young adult, when I struggled with anxiety, I could go visit mom, dad, or grandma, and it would just disappear as I sat in the room with them. My grandma always sat in her recliner with ashes from her Pall Mall cigarette barely hanging on. She would always listen to whatever I talked about and laugh at my jokes. Thinking back, she never really had any advice on anything, and she certainly couldn't fend off any physical threats that could happen, but just being there with her gave me great peace. Even after my mom passed away, I could always find comfort with a visit or a phone call to grandma. When Grandma passed away, I told my wife that I didn't know what I was going to do. I explained that she was always my constant. No matter where I was in the world or what was going on, I always knew that I could find comfort with a phone call to her. So when your comfort's gone, where do you go? What do you do? We have all experienced this or will experience it in our lives. In times of trouble, our human instinct is to seek comfort. We look for it in authority, food, pets, in the arms of loved ones, happy places, or even in prayer. We all have times in our lives when we experience negative circumstances. They can shake us to the core, whether it's a death, a divorce, a job loss, serious illness, pandemic, or some other life-changing event. In the COVID-19 pandemic, millions of people around the globe are experiencing unprecedented loss. A loss of control, freedom, of movement, sense of security, and even an understanding of what is normal. I refuse to say this is the new normal because it's not. This is a temporary situation that will be gone someday. But it's in times like these that we start scrambling to make sense of the reality, and we seek a solid foundation to cling to as our life is seemingly spinning out of control. For some, that can be easy to find, but for others, that can be very difficult. Not because they can't unwind, but maybe because they've lost or never found their comfort zone. I believe this is a major contributor for some of the hatred and anger that we see in our society today. Yes, to be successful in life, we must step outside of our comfort zone. We must push ourselves to be better and to do more. But more importantly, we can never forget where our comfort zone is. In fact, the greater the success, fame, and money, the greater the need for our comfort zone. The problem is that you can't buy internal comfort. You can't trade it on the stock market. You can't buy it with a Platinum American Express. You can own land all over the globe, but none of that is going to get you internal comfort. Yet it's the most important thing in the world. It's better than fame and fortune, better than being smart or good looking. It is the absolute most essential element of our lives. The problem is when we stay outside of our comfort zone chasing fame, success, or money, it's easy to lose sight of and forget our way back in. The pressure of being a celebrity or running a business often causes people to turn to drugs or alcohol in hopes to find comfort. I have seen famous people drink themselves to death, billionaires jump off buildings, singers pop too many pills because they can't find their way back into their comfort zone. I had to learn to find my comfort elsewhere, and I'm happy to share that with you. First of all, you're not going to find comfort on the internet or TV. It's actually totally opposite. You're only going to find it when you turn all of those distractions off and sit in a quiet room and listen. Don't try to fight the thoughts racing through your mind because that'll only make it worse. Just focus on the sound. The sound of silence. Thoughts are going to continue to come into your mind about things that happened that day or things you need to do tomorrow. It's okay. Just keep refocusing on the silence. Some may call this meditation or something. I don't know. I've never tried that stuff. I'm just telling you what works for me to find comfort. I like to just sit in that dark room and look out the window at the night sky. After just a few minutes, I feel great calmness overcome me. See, I can't sit in a room anymore with my parents and grandparents. But as I look out that sky, I get comfort in thinking they may be looking back at me. And then lastly, and this is just what I do, you do whatever helps you based on your beliefs. I think about what God tells us in the Bible about just giving our burdens to Him and not worrying about them anymore. So I just flat lay them out. I say, God, this is what's bothering me today, and this is what I'm worried about tomorrow. I'm just going to leave it right here and have faith that you'll take care of it. And that's it, friends. That's how I find comfort. It took me a long time and a lot of heartache to find it again after I lost my constant, but this is what works for me. We all have to find what works for us, but the one thing that I cannot stress enough is stop looking for comfort in an evil world. It's not on that internet. Just like everything we need, it's already inside of us. Just take the time to find it. And then once you do find it, please help someone else find theirs. This world desperately needs more people reaching out and offering comfort to one another right now. I was blessed to have my parents and grandparents and family around me to share comfort with. But there are people in this world that's never had that. Have you ever given this any thought? I must admit, I really haven't. When we see the angry people or the seemingly misguided folks out there, instead of judging and criticizing them, maybe we should consider that they have grown to be that way because they've never had a comfort zone. Or maybe they had it and lost it. The loss of a parent or the loss of a spouse. Maybe they don't know where to find it again and just gave up even trying to find it. Perhaps, and stay with me here, perhaps instead of judging these folks or arguing with them in Facebook posts or wherever, perhaps we offer them comfort in some way. Maybe just share a kind word or find a way to help them in their struggle. Jesus said the real blessing is helping and praying for our enemies. He said it's easy to love the ones that love you back and to give to those that you know is going to return the gift, but the real challenge is giving to those that probably don't deserve it on the surface, but by doing so could be the most impactful thing. What if each of us just did this one time for one person and it had a lasting impact on their life? Maybe they pay it forward. What a giant impact we could have in making this world just a little more bearable. I'm reminded of Paul when he wrote Corinthians. Paul was a human. He struggled with depression and insecurities just like we all do. Also, Paul was appointed to be an apostle by God, not by the other apostles. In fact, he persecuted the other apostles before getting this job, so he wasn't exactly in the clique with the other apostles. He had many people judging him, and likely many haters. So knowing he has all this against him, he greets the Corinthians by saying, "Grace be with you and peace from our God and Father, the Father of mercy and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation so we're able to comfort others in their time of trouble." He's saying, look, God provides us with comfort and mercy, but it's on us to provide it to others. We may say, well, that SOB don't deserve it. Well, neither did we, but God gave it to us. That's the challenge. Can we comfort others in the same way that God comforts us? Please give this some thought. I know I'm going to think about it more and really try to find a way that I can reach out and help someone be comforted. And if you do this, please send me a note and just let me know how it goes. I would love to know. Just remember, it's not what they did to deserve it. Just give them grace and comfort like God did for us. If we focus on being the comforter, we'll easily find comfort for ourselves. Whenever my wife or one of my kids are struggling, my biggest concern is comforting them. I don't even think about myself. My only concern in that moment is helping them. I guess looking at it this way, it's kind of the circle of life. I hope my children and grandchildren find me to be the source of comfort that I found my parents and grandparents to be. So back to my opening line. Silence is loud. It is where we can find our internal comfort zone. We just have to take the time to find it or know where it's at if we want wellness in all aspects of our lives. Life is tough. That's a fact. The good news is that we're all in it together. Life can bring us to our knees, tear us apart, rip hope right out of us. And it's in these times that we need comfort. A hug from a family member, a kind word from a friend, or even just a smile from a stranger. But then when everything's going great and we're strong, when we're on top of the world, it's in those times that we need to be the comforter. We need to be that hand reaching down to pick someone up off the ground, or giving a warm hug or extending encouraging words. The Bible says many times that the greatest gift is love, and I believe that. We may pretend to be tough and calloused, but at some point in every one of our lives, we're going to need to feel comfort. Comfort that can only come from the love of another. As 1 Peter 4:8 says, "Above all things, have fervent love for one another." So I'll leave you with something that money cannot buy, celebrity status can't get you, and no amount of success can bring to you. I wish that you may always find your comfort zone, that it rocks you to sleep every night and wakes you every morning like a gentle kiss on the cheek from mama. That will conclude another episode of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast. I hope you found some value in it, or at the very least found it entertaining. I wish you all success, peace, and happiness. And thank you so much for listening.